It's wild how the sociopath talks a good talk till you don't go along with their agenda. You can be friendly with people, but when you don't go along with their agenda, then you become their enemy. They don't like you anymore because their game didn't. You saw through their game. When you see through their game, and there's no new game, they think they have a new game. That's the demise of the sociopath, psychopath, narcissist. If you can understand the fractal holographic truth, the good thing about seeing narcissism, you see the fractal. You see the holographic fractal in a narcissist. They all act the same. This is why they want to shut down the people talking and try to censor you, because once you see these sharks, these snakes, these goats, these demons, and that they all do the same game, and they can be in church, they can claim to be saved all day long, but when you try the spirits for 2 years, try the spirits over 2 years. And if you can't wait 2 years, do it for 3 months. Try the spirits, and you always find out it's the same game. The sad part about the USA is a lot of people are in church not because they're really a believer. They're in church because they can get some benefits being around believers. Do you understand? If a believer's in church and they have a good heart because they've been saved and God changed their heart, and then these goats come in and they say, okay, these are people who are gullible and they have good hearts, I have an evil heart, so in their mind they think, I'll just pretend to be like them. But because they learn the terminology, it deceives a lot of people. And a lot of these people are lifelong church members, but they're not saved. They're not reborn. They don't have a new heart. So when you see these sociopaths, psychopaths, sitting in the church pew pretending to be saved and never look at themselves, they never look in the mirror, they're never introspective, it's always somebody else's fault, it's always the worldly wisdom, you know, the world, the flesh, and the pride line. When you see these people trying to play a game, see, the salesman, the evangelist that's just trying to get you to join their church, to get you to tithe, they're looking, they're trying to get in your pocketbook. They're trying to get in your wallet. They're trying to get in your bank account. But they don't do it where they'd steal it from you. They do it to convince you to give it for some psychological trick, you know. Wild stuff, people. It's really wild. And if you've ever been married to one, you know what I'm talking about. They're master manipulators. But when you step back and you don't need anything from them, and you just stand on truth, you speak the truth, you think the truth, you chew the cud of the truth, you just digest the truth, you come out from among this death cult, you cut their music off, you cut their TV off, you cut everything off, and you start to listen to the Holy Spirit and meditate on things above. And you can look at the object lessons in 3D to see deep spiritual truth from above, because everything below is a type and shadow. From above. I wanted to take a number from one computer and transpose it to another computer, but I didn't want to. I wanted to do it the fastest way. So I took my phone, took a picture of it, a copy, on one computer screen, and then I was able to type it from from the middle man, the middle, the phone, the image, and I was able to transpose it, scribble it or type it on the typewriter onto the other computer, an IP address. And so as I copied the IP to the phone and then I typed it to the next computer, what did I do? I took an image and then I did a type. I took an image on my phone and then I did a type. So God made man in his image and then he typed it out down here as a copy. It's a copy machine, people. It's a type. So everything in 3D is a type and shadow. So you're made in the image of God. God is the Spirit. So your copy, the Holy Spirit in you is a copy. So then you type it out, you walk it out in your types and shadows and the types. Just like a typewriter. Let me try to explain it again, so it's really easy. I wanted to transpose an IP address from one computer to the other, and they were not close to each other, they were separated. So I took an image of the screenshot, I did a screenshot, took the image, which means copy, took a screenshot on my phone camera, then I was able to transpose it onto the other computer through typing. So Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. And he split space time. He walked down here, born of a woman. He walked it out down here in a type. So when I typed on the computer, the other computer, the exact image that I saw on my phone screen, the camera, I just transposed it down to the other dimension. Left one dimension and transposed it to the other. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And where does it start? It starts in your heart. It doesn't start with the neighbor or next to it. It starts in your heart. Now, holding people accountable is part of it. God holds you accountable, right? You can be, so you hold people accountable to their agreement or whatever they're doing, that they go into agreement, and you hold them accountable, they can get mad at you because you're disciplined, you're maintaining your ship, and they're not. And so that's why they hate you, because they're really hate themselves. They're looking at a mirror reflection that you're following the types and shadow, and they're not, and that's why they hate you, because they're not able to, they don't want to be like Jesus. They want to be their own God. And then they're like Cain is mad at himself. Cain, why is your countenance fallen? If you do right, what is doing right? Getting the type and the shadow right. Following the image to the T. But nobody's perfect down here, so it's all about your heart. Is your heart right? Long story short, the object lessons you're moving from one dimension, one space, one reality to the other reality, and you're just playing it out down here. Once you see that every moment is the same, you think, well, there's nothing else to do but to do that. Because there's only one path, and Jesus gave us the path, and that's the only path. If you try to go your own path, it's a path of destruction. Morning.